I'm Scott Lachlan. Patty Penn's got the day off. Tony Bankston from Illinois Wesleyan University joins me on the line to talk about what we can expect when it comes to things happening on the Illinois Wesleyan campus this spring. Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Fine, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, did you get a ticket to see Dick Durbin speak on your campus Friday?
I did not. I've actually met Senator Durbin. He, a couple years ago, one of his top assistants was a former soccer player of mine that I coached at Illinois Wesleyan. So she had the opportunity to introduce me when he was on campus a couple years ago. There's a picture floating around the internet somewhere of that distinctive meeting.
Really?
But I did not see him this last time around.
All right. Now, you've been there for a while because he made a reference to somebody, an Illinois Wesleyan grad, that has something called the tie bar, because the Wesleyan president asked him where he got his tie, and he said, "Did you get it at the tie bar?" And he said, "Yes, I did." You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I am completely.
All right.
I thought the tie bar was the old thing in the 80s that we used to put that bar, you know, that connected your collar.
I know. I don't know. So now I'm going to have to check it out. The tie bar, I guess it's something created. You can buy ties on the internet from the tie bar, and an Illinois Wesleyan grad is responsible for putting that together.
That would have been the last thing guess I would have had for explaining to you what a tie bar was.
All right, so let's talk about spring. And are we focusing on sports here, Tony?
Well, we'll focus on whatever you want to talk about, but we're always excited to, you and I were able to get together and do a little bit of a fall preview and let people in the community kind of know what was going on with Illinois Wesleyan Athletics for the fall. We kind of forgot to do the winter, but, you know, I think people have the basketball lifestyle around here down pretty pat.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's springtime, and it's like parents kicking all the kids out of the house. We're happy to get all the athletes back out of the Shirk Center and on the fields playing.
Well, I just drove by the Shirk Center this weekend. I saw the lights on at the football field. Let me just guess, that would be lacrosse?
Women's lacrosse, yeah. They had a game this weekend, had a nice win. I think they defeated Albion College 15-3 and to improve their record to 5-4. So, yeah, I was actually doing the web broadcast for that game, so that was a lot of fun.
Wait a minute. You're doing play-by-play of lacrosse?
I try not to. First of all, because I don't know what I'm talking about, which is the first problem. But we try to present the opportunity for students to get the experience of doing some sports broadcasting. So I've got a couple former lacrosse players that typically do the men's and women's lacrosse games. They were unavailable, so yours truly stepped in.
I need to check that out. Because,
yeah,
you know,
I'm sure a lot of people would like to check that
here's
out.
The price. Tony, I went to a lacrosse match last year, and I was watching from the booth. And I don't know whether it's my old eyes or what. It was hard for me to follow the ball.
It is difficult. It can be. Now, one thing that's nice about the women's lacrosse is they use a yellow ball versus the men using a white ball. I think that yellow ball, kind of like bad golfers, you know, you used to use a yellow ball when you first started so you can find it. But it's even when you're broadcasting, though, you're looking down at your notes or the computer, and then you're looking back up, and the person who just had it does. I mean, the game moves pretty quickly, so seeing the ball is probably pretty important to following the game.
And according to your men's coach, that ball can get upwards to 100 miles an hour sometimes.
It can. It travels pretty quickly. The men's game, like I said, is really exciting to watch. And the men's lacrosse team at Illinois Wesleyan is actually the number one offense in all of NCAA Division III right now.
Really?
Yeah, they're averaging about, last I looked, about 18, 19 goals per game. They had a game last week. I think they put over 75 shots on goal and put about 28 goals up on the board. So if you like shooting, men's lacrosse may be for you.
All right. It's a fun game to watch. And their season started last month. Am I right on that, February?
Yeah, they actually started. We came back from spring break last week, and they actually played a game right before that. They lost. It's one of only two games that they've lost, and it was to Aurora University. And Aurora's had a lacrosse program now probably about twice as long as we have, and they've probably been the strongest program in the Midwest. But Illinois Wesleyan's men's lacrosse program is really challenging to be one of the dominant programs in the Midwest. Earlier this year, they beat Ohio Wesleyan, which was ranked, I think, 13th in the country at the time. So the men's lacrosse program, even in its fourth year, is talking about hopefully a conference championship. They were picked to win that this year, and then hopefully going on to the NCAA tournament.
Well, talking to Tony Bankston, Illinois Wesleyan University, a little spring preview here. The Shirk Center busy yesterday. This weekend, too. I sensed that there was an indoor track meet of some sort.
Yeah. It was the Illinois Top Times, which has kind of turned into the unofficial official state indoor track meet. So you've got the best high school track athletes from around the state. They come to the Shirk Center every year for 2 days of competition. I was in there for the lacrosse game, but had to do a couple of things inside, and it was packed. I mean, you've got a couple of thousand people, you know, in that track area, around the balcony, down on the floor, watching the track meet, and it creates a lot of excitement.
Well, it's kind of in my neighborhood, so I'm driving around, and I see all these people running outside the Shirk Center. My goodness, they don't take a break. When they're not running indoors, they're running outdoors.
They can't sit still. I mean, you'll see them running around the balconies in the performance arena. I saw running around the track during the women's lacrosse game. But you'll see them up and down the sidewalks and all over the place trying to stay loose, ready.
I imagine Wesleyan's into a transition here because if it hasn't already, spring outdoor track season should be going.
They do, yeah. I mean, our jumpers still practice a little bit indoor. They prefer to practice indoor versus outdoor. But, get done with the national meet. We had a couple of our women's track members that were at the national meet over their spring break, and then they come back and they're right back at it, just moving the venue outside.
All right, so we've got track. Let's talk golf, shall we?
Well, the men's golf team, you know, both men's and women's golf team, the women took care of business in the spring, winning the conference championship. And so they'll be competing in the NCAA tournament later this spring. And so the men kind of have to do their part. They were picked again as favorites in the conference this year. But, you know, last year they had a dramatic come-from-behind victory. They were 10 shots down going into the final day of competition, and actually ended up winning the competition, I think, by something like 8 strokes. I mean, it was like an 18-stroke turnaround. So it was an exciting finish for them. Both the men's and women's golf teams were in the NCAA tournament last year, and we're hopeful we'll see both of them there at the end of the spring again this year.
How many spring sports are we talking?
Well, during the spring, competitively, you've got men's and women's lacrosse. You've got men's and women's track, which we talked about. We've also got softball and baseball going on. Men's tennis is competitive in the spring. Women's tennis is done now, but they play a couple of competitive spring matches. And then you've got men's and women's golf as well.
All right. Well, let's talk baseball, shall we? I know the team's been down south. How's it gone for them so far?
They got off to a great start. They went down to a new tournament. You know, they've typically gone to what's been referred to as the Southern Trip, which is stacking as many baseball players as you can into a couple of vans in the old days. Now they take what they call the victory wagon, which can fit a few more players on it. But they'd head down through Mississippi and some other places further south and play some games here and there. This year, for the first time, the team actually went down to the complex down in Florida, which is where our softball team has been going down for years and playing some games down there. But they stay in some condos down there. They play some baseball games, and Coach Martell was pretty pleased with it as a first-time experience. The team played well, and they came back, just dropped a doubleheader to WashU yesterday. So Coach Martell may not be in the best of mood this morning in the office, but they're picked to finish second in the conference. They're a team that will be competitive this year, and they've got some young players that will need to mature to kind of help them reach that goal. But they should be competitive to get into that conference tournament again this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I bet you they're so happy to be back. Again, I drove, I observed all this stuff in one trip past Wesley, and I saw all the runners. You know, I knew there was an indoor track meet. I saw the lights on over at the lacrosse field. I drive by Hornberger, and the baseball team is out there stretching and getting ready for a practice. The softball team doing the same. And I looked at the thermometer in my car. It was 34 degrees.
Yeah. Who wouldn't be excited about that?
Oh, my goodness.
You still remember probably taking a baseball off the handle of the bat, you know, on a day when it was about 30 outside. How good that was.
It was, the weather was, we would kill for February weather again, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're hopefully back into the 60s a little bit. You know, that's where my job is, part of my responsibilities as facility director is getting indoor practice space for all those sports you just mentioned. When the weather isn't nice. Now, lacrosse, they're a little crazy, but they'll go outside, you know, as long as it doesn't drop. I think if the feels like temperature is not below like 25 degrees or something like that, they'll still try to go outside. But when the weather's really bad, everybody's inside. They're in every nook and cranny in the Shirk Center trying to get a practice in.
So let's go back to baseball. When's the first game at home, Hornberger?
This weekend, I think they've got a doubleheader against Carthage College. And so Carthage, which has always been a strong team in the conference as well, will be coming to town. And so they'll be here this weekend. That's on April 1st. And I know the big game a lot of people in the community look at is the game against Illinois State University.
Yeah.
And that's scheduled for, it'll be at Illinois State this year, and I believe that's scheduled for April 12th.
So, April 12th, and note the time on that one. I like this a lot because, you know, it's all about me, and I have to go to bed at 7 o'clock. That's a, what's a 4 or 4:30 start on that one?
I think it's, it might be 4 o'clock or 4:30. I do recall it's an earlier start time. I think there was many discussions, and I think you were the tiebreaker on that when they decided that you need to get to bed on time and still see the game. So.
Absolutely. And help me, refresh me, did it get rained out again last year?
It did get rained out last year. So,
all right, so it moves to ISU. What's the date again?
April 12th.
April 12th, and that's an late afternoon game, 4:30. I'll double-check that. All right, anything else, Tony?
Well, the last one would be softball. You know, the women's softball team is picked to win the conference. They had an exciting run last year. They got to the College World Series last year, which for softball is the top eight teams in NCAA Division III. So they had a great season last year. Coach Kat McCreary did a great job with that team, but her husband received a new job opportunity in Kansas, and the family made the move down there. And so former Illinois State standout Tiffany Prager is in her first year with Illinois Wesleyan University. She's doing a super job. They had a doubleheader win yesterday over Lake Forest. Unusual. Both games were 8-3. I was looking at the live stats. I saw they won the first game 8-3, and so I was checking on our buddy Stu Salowitz to see what the score of the second game was, and it was 8-3. I'm like, Stu,
yeah,
you didn't update anything.
First thing I would have thought, too.
Yeah, I started laughing when I saw both scores were 8-3. But they're 8-4 right now, picked to win the conference. Tiffany's a real dynamic coach. She's doing a great job, and they're a lot of fun. This Wednesday, we've got women's lacrosse at 4 o'clock, men's lacrosse at 7:30. We've also got a softball doubleheader at 4 and 6 p.m. So plenty going on this Wednesday if somebody's looking for something to do.
How does Stu Salowitz cover all that by himself?
Well, I think he's got a cloning machine. It's a scary thought when you think about it.
Well, and we should mention, too, baseball, softball, it's all, if you want to take in a game or part of a game, it's all free.
Doesn't cost you anything. Great venues, great seating, really enthusiastic student athletes out there, so we'd love to have everybody there.
All right, Tony, go Titans. Good talking to you.
Thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate WJBC and all you guys do.
You bet. Tony Bankston, Illinois Wesleyan University, a little spring preview.